over the years, probably the majority of, probably generally about 70% of our workers were craft union workers that we hired out of the Vegas, the various labor union halls in Las Vegas. We had generally about 24 to 28 labor agreements, separate labor agreements with like 14 to 17 different labor unions. In the early, in the 50s and early 60s, we were signatory to the Las Vegas area master labor agreements. That's like the agreements that practically all the other construction contractors would be signatory to. Their bargaining unit groups like the Associated General Contractors mm-hmm. would have with the unions. Mm-hmm. We were under that kind of contracts. It didn't work too well at the test site. We were having a lot of jurisdictional disputes between the crafts and that sort of thing, some strife. So in the mid-60s, we started negotiating separate project labor agreements with each of the union. And we got out of the Las Vegas area master labor agreements. And we completed that by about 1967, where we were strictly under project labor agreements with each of the various labor unions.
So what would be an example of the kind of strife that you'd have at the test site in the old days?
Well, like I said, there was a lot of jurisdictional disputes. The carpenters would want a piece of the work we'd assigned to the iron workers, or the laborers would want a piece of the work we had assigned to the operators. So we had quite a bit of that. We had some work stoppages in the early 60s, early and mid 60s. We got onto the project labor agreements 1967. After that, we generally had good relationships with the unions, but we did have several periods of strife. In 1970, at contract negotiation time, we had a strike, which lasted several months. And then things went along very smoothly until 17 years later, 1987, we had another strike at contract negotiation time, which lasted about almost 3 months.